Jerry from Restorify, part of Intoxilox. Is Stockton?
Yes, it is.
Good. The call is recorded for quality. Just want to talk to you about filing for an expungement, getting rid of your DUI from public view. You ever heard about that?
I have, but I was told it wasn't worth it, because it doesn't happen very often, and it was expensive.
Yeah, it's true. It's expensive if you choose an attorney. I'm here to tell you that for a fraction of the cost, only $99, we can give you the same, if not better, results. So can I explain you our process? You don't have to pay for a pre-screening or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you. So first, we'll let you do it in your schedule at your own pace. You don't have to finish this in a month, 2 months. No, it's totally up to you. So the pre-screening is simple. We just sign you up on our website, create an account, and send your information for a pre-screening. This is to ensure your DUI can indeed be expunged, removed from your records, right? So it doesn't show up on background checks. This
yep.
way, you're not going to spend your money, you're not going to waste your money or your time doing this, right? It's free of charge. You don't have to pay for it. Your information remains safe, secure. It's completely private. Only takes 2 days for you to get an email letting you know if you have passed it. And if you have passed it, we're going to give you a call back and explain you the next step. We're going to be with you through the whole process. It's that simple. So are you interested?
I guess what's the success rate there for expungement?
If we get a positive pre-screening, a positive result, letting us know that you qualify, that it can be expunged, then it's very, very likely that we're going to complete the expungement request. Why? Because we have experience doing this, and we know what the kind of questions the judge asks people who are trying to get their DUI expunged, so we can give you the answers. We're going to tell you all the documents that you need to prepare. There's going to be a hearing in which you're going to expunge your DUI, and we're going to give you all tips and tricks that you need to know. So as long as you don't have a felony DUI, it's pretty much 90%. The success rate is 90%.
Okay. Gotcha. And if I have multiple DUIs, does that throw a wrench into things? Or is it possible to get them both expunged?
You definitely can. If you have 2, 3, or maybe even 5, you can apply and get them all expunged. Again, as long as neither one of them are felonies, you're good to go.
Okay. And then, sorry, I just have one more question, if that's all right.
Yeah.
What's the difference between going through you guys and then going through a lawyer?
I mean, with us, it's not like you're going to be with just your average Joe, right? We have a team of lawyers who takes care of you. They are actually the ones who call you on the second interaction to explain you the next step. You know, they're the ones who know what kind of documents, answers, and all that. So we do have a team of lawyers that works with you, but it's different than hiring a private attorney and do it for you, because they will charge you thousands of dollars. There's really no difference. We have the same experience as they do. It's just that we're doing this from Intoxilox. Remember, it's Restorify part of Intoxilox. So.
Okay. I'd be interested to at least take a look and see what we could do about it, for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, the pre-screening will not cost you a penny. If worst case scenario, you don't qualify, I mean, it would be bad news, but at least you will not have spent, you know, thousands of dollars just to get a no, right? And if you do qualify, but you realize, I don't really like the way this sounds, or you know, whichever it is, you can just leave it at that. You can just leave it there and move on, right? It's not like you're going to be tied up with us, right? You can try it out. If it works for you, if you think it catches your attention, well, we can move on. So to get you set up here, I need your email address so I can sign you up on our website.
Awesome. Yeah, it's my last name dot first name at gmail.com.
Okay, hold on. There is a dot in between, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so that's Stockton, S-T-O-C-K-T-O-N.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. And your last name would be B-A-N-D-E-R-S-T-O-E-P, correct?
V-A-N-D as in David, E-R-S-T-O-E-P.
S as in Sam, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At Gmail.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And may I have your date of birth, please?
Yep, it's November 23rd of 1994.
Okay. 11/24/94, correct?
Yes, sir.
11/24/94, okay. Just a moment.
I apologize. I gave you the wrong date. It's the 23rd, not the 24th.
23rd, okay.
Yep, yeah, I'm sorry. I think I said the 24th. Yep.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, give me just a second.
Yep.
Gonna make sure the account gets created. All right. Has been successfully created. Just be on the lookout. We're gonna send you another email, like I mentioned, letting you know if you have passed the pre-screening or not. And it's Restorify, R-E-S-T-O-R-I-F, as in Frank, Y. And just another question, like I mentioned before, we're going to give you a call back if you qualify to explain you what's next. So during a typical week, can you give me the best day and time to call you?
Yeah, usually any day after about 5:30, I'm available.
After 5:30?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any day of the week, you said?
Yep, yeah, any day of the week. It's hit or miss at about 5 o'clock, or right around when you called me, but, yeah, 5:30 is usually the best bet.
Gotcha. I'll just note it down, and we're going to be in touch then. Do you have any other question I may assist you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your vote of confidence. You have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.